This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The economic view depends on where you stand. To help us take today's economic pulse, it's Gene Soroka, executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, which handles more of the world's cargo than any other port in the Western Hemisphere, where inflation apparently isn't slowing demand for what's in his shipping containers. Mr. Soroka, welcome.
Great to be with you, David.
Interest rates are going up. Inflation is going up. People are looking to see if this slows down consumers. But I want to ask you, from your perch at the big port, any sign that U.S. consumers are slowing down?
We don't at this point in time. As a leading indicator to the U.S. economy, shipments coming in for retailers, home improvement stores, and other importers are as strong as ever. We at the Port of Los Angeles had our best quarter on record in the first quarter, and April was the second best in our 115-year history. In fact, when we put out our numbers here shortly, we will show a 17% increase in cargo volume compared to the last five-year average, and imports will be up 18% over that same time period.
If I flip the question, right, you would have thought maybe with China's strict COVID lockdowns and production down over there, but that is not what you're seeing over here.
No, some had thought there would be a precipitous drop in cargo leaving central China, but what we've seen is consistent cargo flow. The ships leaving Asia, and particularly in the Shanghai region, have shown to be at about 40 departures every week, which is about where we thought it would be. And now 8 weeks into the COVID lockdown, we're not seeing any slowdown.
How's your parking lot, though, out to sea? I remember back in January, we were reporting on more than 100 cargo ships out there waiting. Is the line reduced now?
As of last night, there were 32 vessels at the 150 nautical mile marker waiting to come in to Long Beach and Los Angeles. A really good series of efforts to catch up on that cargo that was waiting to come in. We've still got more work to do, but the interesting number to me is that we're moving off more cargo from the port to the interior of the U.S. than we have before.
And union longshore workers and the companies that employ them, where are we with that? I think they've started talking about a new contract.
That's right. They sat down at the bargaining table just last week, discussions between the International Longshore Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association, the employers group. The current agreement ends on June 30th, and these talks will be the beginning or precursor to a new longer-term agreement.
Gene Soroka is executive director of the Port of Los Angeles. Thank you so much for this.
Great to be with you, David. Thank you.